Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 1-800-NOW-OPEN or open.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. The annual Farm Aid Festival, founded by Willie Nelson back in 85, is getting underway this weekend, but this year, it's not tucked away in America's heartland. It's in the Garden State, New Jersey. Dan DeLuca is a music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he's a New Jersey native, proud of those great Jersey tomatoes. And Dan, why Camden, New Jersey for the Farm Aid Festival?
Well, I think, you know, Farm Aid, as you say, sort of people expect it to be in the heartland. It was originally in Champaign, Illinois. It's been in Bloomington, Indiana, places like that. And I think they want to send the message that, you know, there are struggling farmers all over the country, and they'd like to you know, come to the Northeast and sort of penetrate the media markets here. And also Camden, New Jersey is right across the river here from Philadelphia, so it's really our the venue they're playing is the big concert outdoor amphitheater called the Tweeter Center, where big shows happen all the time.
All right. Now, Camden has this reputation as being a sort of, you know, lot more concrete than greenery.
Yeah.
And in fact, statistically, it is the poorest city in our country.
Right, right.
But it is surrounded, I guess, by small farms.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the immediate area in Camden County, Camden itself is very rough. It was actually named the most dangerous city in the U.S. 2 years in a row as well. You know, and there are sort of suburbs immediately outside there, but the part of South Jersey between Philadelphia and Atlantic City, there's quite a bit of smaller farms, and Hammonton, New Jersey calls itself the blueberry capital of the world, for instance, and, you know, we're quite proud of Jersey peaches and Jersey corn and Jersey tomatoes down there. So there is there's some validity to that. And also, a lot of what Farm Aid is supporting farmers getting their connecting local farmers to farmers markets. They're often in major cities, so that Camden is almost like a test case for that kind of thing.
Right, and it goes, I mean, it sort of goes without saying at this point, because it's been borne out time and time again, that with poverty comes pretty poor nutritional habits.
Right.
And so is part of the aim here to get some of this very locally grown food actually into the neighborhoods where these people are?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, you know, and also just in general, I think the Farm Aid people sort of advocate on behalf of sustainable architecture or sustainable agriculture, rather.
Right.
And you know, and organic farming and sort of fighting against the big factory farms and mass produced food. So I think this is, having it in Camden is an opportunity to stress the idea of helping, you know, getting nutritional food in the mouths of people below the poverty line, for sure.
We're speaking with Dan DeLuca, a music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer, about the annual Farm Aid Festival getting underway this weekend in Camden, New Jersey, and sponsored, Dan, by soy milk.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, isn't it?
I mean, is this an indication of the aging of the rock artists and their audience? I mean, are we on the slippery slope towards the Rolling Stones presented by Metamucil?
Well, perhaps. I mean, the Rolling Stones' last concert tour was sponsored by a mortgage company. So, I mean, people, they'll, you know, aging rock stars will take their money wherever they can get it, I guess.
So when did sustainable farming and organic food and all this kind of stuff become such a rally, a cause for rockers?
Well, you know what it is? It's really that Farm Aid, there's a long history with Farm Aid that goes back to 1985 when, the thing that it germinated from actually is that when Bob Dylan was on stage at Live Aid in 1985, he sort of muttered some remarks about how it would be good if some of that money that was being raised could go to farmers in the U.S. And at the time, there was a real farming crisis with, like, farm values going down and interest rates going up. So Willie Nelson sort of picked up that baton and started Farm Aid. And at the time, it was really sort of like, let's, you know, get money to these people and let's sustain the idea of the American ideal of the family farmer and remind people how important that is. And it sort of evolved over time into sort of an advocacy group for farmers and a service organization and advocating all these sort of, you know, sustainable agriculture type themes.
So the lowering of interest rates, the raising of property values have made the plight of the family farmer somewhat less urgent, and so the Farm Aid has been able to sort of branch out, as you say.
That's part of it. And it's almost like I get the sense that the show tomorrow is almost going to be like kind of a celebration and almost like a, you know, an annual convention kind of, you know, that you have the music and then the organization sort of puts on this event and sort of gets everybody's spirits up,
right,
you know, once a year, and also raises money.
Well, Willie Nelson founded Farm Aid back in '85, and he's part of this weekend's activities. Well-known environmentalist with his biodiesel fuel that he calls Bio Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little bit from Willie Nelson and a song called "Beer for My Horses." I don't know how ecologically correct that is, but here it is.
Raise up our glasses against evil forces, say, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Willie Nelson, Beer for My Horses. We're speaking with Dan DeLuca, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer, ahead of the annual Farm Aid Festival that's taking place this year in Camden, New Jersey, across the river from Philadelphia. Dan, you mentioned that this all came from an idea from something that Bob Dylan muttered during the Live Aid concert in the mid-'80s. It seems, I mean, you used the word it's almost before the music there, that it's almost like a convention, and this is different from Live Aid, which was, you know, for famine relief, and Vote for Change, and Live 8, and all of the other big single event advocacy things that have happened.
Yeah, I think that's, you had, you know, the first Farm Aid happened at a time when you had sort of it was in vogue to have a lot of these giant shows. There were Amnesty International shows in the 80s. There's some big event called Hands Across America, which I can't remember exactly what that was supposed to do. But, the Farm Aid has sort of become an institution over the years. And this is the 21st year. It's actually, I think, the 19th show because they missed a couple years in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's sort of rather than okay, we're going to have one big show and change the world and make all the problems go away after you know, the last note is struck, it's more like it's an ongoing enterprise.
And it's something that's manageable, that's realistic. We're not out to save the whole world or even to feed the whole world,
right,
just to make sure that some good food gets out to people who need it.
Yeah. And I think, I interviewed Dave Matthews this week, and he sort of talked about how, though, you know, perhaps some giant factory farm companies might disagree with him, he sort of posed it as something that you couldn't, that's not politically affiliated and sort of hard to oppose.
Well, now, Dave Matthews himself, I mean, here's an interesting guy, you know, very well-known musician. In fact, according to Rolling Stone magazine, the world's most highly paid rock star under the age of 40.
Yeah, it's sort of an interesting statistic.
So clearly not in it for the money, but he is, as I understand it, also an organic farmer.
Yeah, he owns a big spread in outside of Charlottesville, Virginia, which was sort of, though he's from South Africa, that's where he settled, you know, in the U.S. as a teenager. And I have not sampled it, but I'm told that the wine he produces down there is pretty good. I don't know how much how dirty his hands get. I know his brother is the vintner down there, but they sell to restaurants and farmers markets in Virginia, and I think he originally bought that band that land just to keep it from developers, and then decided to do something, you know.
So he's sort of living the old English ideal of the gentleman farmer.
He is the gentleman farmer. It seems he's the gentleman rock star farmer.
We're talking about Dave Matthews with Dan DeLuca. We can hear a little bit of his music. He apparently said, if everybody lived like Willie, referring to Willie Nelson, we'd all be better off.
Yeah. And, there's an argument to be made for that, I think.
And an argument against, since Willie Nelson was recently busted when over a pound of pot was found in his tour bus. But anyway, here's a little bit from Dave Matthews.
I'm sad of time. It all became more of a bomb. We're as sure of that as we all once were when the world was flat.
So Dave Matthews, yet another one of the artists taking part in the annual Farm Aid Festival this weekend in Camden, New Jersey, outside of Philadelphia. Dan DeLuca, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer, is with us on Soundcheck. How much money do these concerts raise, Dan?
Well, it's raised, they've raised $29 million over 20 years. It's not an enormous amount of money, there's that, and that, I guess, helps to provide service to the farmers and keeps the organization going, over the course of the year.
So are the concerts more effective, maybe not as fundraisers, but just for building awareness of the cause?
Yeah, I think that's it, and that's a considerable chunk of change, but it's not, it's not a telethon associated with it, and it's not, the primary focus, I don't think, is to generate a ton of money for charitable purposes. Though it is, it's a $90 ticket, and all the money goes to. My understanding is that nobody gets paid. Everything is, all the artists donate their services, et cetera.
And for people who can't get to the concerts themselves, they actually are doing a live webcast.
There's a live webcast on farmaid.org, and it's also being broadcast on XM satellite radio.
Okay. So we've talked a little bit about, Willie Nelson, Dave Matthews. John Cougar Mellencamp is another guy who is big in the Farm Aid world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned before it's like it's almost not a political thing, and that aside from some of the big industrial agricultural firms, that maybe this is kind of a hard cause to argue with. But, John Cougar Mellencamp is seen very much as a red state artist. How does he play in the blue states?
I don't know if that's fair to him, actually. I mean, he's from Indiana, but, mm-hmm. He spoke out and against, the Bush administration and got in a little trouble for that and caused a little stir in the last election. He's very much a Midwesterner, but his big records in the 80s, Scarecrow and also a record called Lonesome Jubilee, which were really his best records, and when he was kind of at his zenith as a rock star, were you know, all about small town values. There's that song,
right.
You know, I was born in a small town, and he sort of positioned himself as kind of the Midwestern answer to Bruce Springsteen in some ways, you know, not so much blue collar as like an overall wearing rocker
right.
A little bit, you know, a rocker in denim. So yeah, I mean, I think he fits in his own way.
Okay. He's also a health food nut after suffering a major heart attack a little over 10 years ago, although
mm-hmm.
I understand he's still kind of a heavy smoker,
still
too.
Still smokes cigarettes, yeah. He told me, I talked to him this summer, that, you know, he had just gotten done running that morning, and he runs so he can smoke when he's done.
All right. He runs so, well, you know, whatever gets you exercising, I guess, is a good enough reason. Here's a little bit of music from John Mellencamp. John Cougar Mellencamp, and music from the Heartland, which he is bringing to Camden, New Jersey this weekend as part of the Farm Aid Festival. We've been speaking with Dan DeLuca, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And Dan, how good have these things been as musical events?
Well, you know, I think there's a consistency there, sort of because you have these four figureheads, you know, Willie, Dave Matthews, Neil Young, and Mellencamp, who are all gonna deliver a pretty solid show. Matthews has become a staple of the show since 1995, and he was became a member of the Farm Aid board in 2001. And then, you know, there's a variety of other artists on the bill. And in some years, there have been a lot of big mainstream country people like Garth Brooks. Some years, there's been a higher hipster quotient than there is this year. Like Beck and Lou Reed have played in the past. This year, you know, it's interesting. The guy who I think is the wild card who could be great is Jerry Lee Lewis, the original rockabilly rock and roller piano player who actually turned 71 years old today, and he has a really good new record out.
Still playing the piano with his foot occasionally.
Still does that, you
still
know.
Does
and
that.
He's got this record called Last Man Standing that has duets with like all these big rock stars like Mick Jagger and their duets with Neil Young and Willie on there. So that could be like a highlight when he. Hopefully those guys will play together. And
all right. Well, that's so Jerry Lee Lewis joining Willie and Cougar and Dave Matthews and Neil Young for the annual Farm Aid Festival this weekend, Camden, New Jersey. There's a link to the webcast site on the soundcheck page of our website, WNYC.org. Dan DeLuca, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Dan, thanks for joining us again on Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
And up next, the Seattle-based band The Long Winters play live in our studio, and then later we'll take a look at what's next in the world of music technology. And we're always glad to hear from you. You can email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.